In contrast to Freud, for Jung, the self is not the ego, but the center between conscious and unconscious. So the self is a goal, one that we strive for and rarely obtain. Like all archetypes, it motivates human behavior and causes one to search for wholeness. Jung thought this is often through religion, and that true religious experiences are as close to selfhood as most will ever come. Jung was influenced a lot by Eastern religions, which strive for oneness and unity with the world. Yoga is a practice that is often associated with a Jungian approach. For a self to emerge, the various components of personality need to become fully developed and individuated. So not surprisingly, the self rarely emerges before middle age. At that time, individuals may be ready to make an effort to change the center of personality from the conscious ego to one that's halfway between consciousness and unconsciousness. He referred to this as self-realization. The mandala represents the ideal. Often people have too much consciousness and therefore lack the soul spark of personality. Though the self in reality is almost never perfectly balanced, each person has in the collective unconscious a concept of the perfect unified self, the archetype for self-realization. Historically, people have produced countless mandalas without understanding its meaning.